That we're going to learn today is a Hefsek Tara. Last time we discussed the halacha of the Hamtana of the Heyamim, and right, so we assumed that the Mamtin, the Heyamim, until, and then we start the Zion team after that. And the way we practice today is the end of the fifth day before Shkia. We have a Hefsek Tara, which is an internal bedika. And the point of that, of the Hefsek Tara, is to establish a chazaka that she is not Ro Adam anymore. In other words, so once you have the Hefsek Tara on day 5 of the 5 days that we are choshish for Palata Shechvazera, and because of the Shimsha Ben Ashmashos, and all the 5 days that we were conscious for. And then we're going to go right into the Zayin Nikiyim. So, but we have to establish that she's not Ro Adam. We have to establish that Chazaka. So to establish that Chazaka, we do a Hefsek Tara. And our minig is that in addition, we'll see that probably just a chumrah, and maybe in certain situations you can be making on the whole thing, is in addition to the Hefsek Tara, that's the bedika that's done before Shkia of the fifth day, we have the woman have a minhag to have a moch, to have a piece of cloth inside of them during the whole time of Ben Hashmashos. And between those two things, the bedika that's done before Shkia and the moch that remains in their body for Ben Hashmashos, so that's sufficient evidence to ascertain that there's a Hapsakas Hadam, and therefore there's a Cheskas Tara mitzad that there's no Riyas Dam, and then she could start the Zayin Nikiyim. And the discussion that the postgame are going to have is when exactly does the Hefsek Tara have to be done, L'chatchila, and when did the Evet, and is this halacha of having the Moch in addition to the Hefsek Tara, is that Me'ikar Adin, where it's just the Chumrah, etc. So the Mishnah in Nida on Samachet Amar Aleph says, Nida Shabbat Ta'atchup Atma Yom Shvi'i Shachris, Umasa Tahora. So it's on the seventh day in the morning. Now we're talking, this Mishnah is talking about in the din of Nida Daraisa. Okay, so Nida Daraisa only has to have 7 days. She can be Roa and as much as 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. And all she has to ascertain is that before she goes to the mikvah, she stops seeing Dam. So therefore, she goes Motzai 7 to the mikvah. Right, Motzai 7 is when she goes to the mikvah. So therefore, she has to have a Hefsek Tara to ascertain that she's not Ro Adam anymore. And then, Midoraisa, she doesn't need Zayin Nikiyim. So the Mishnah is speaking from the vantage point of the Doraisa. So Nida Shabbat Ta'atma Yom Shvi'i Shachris, she did a bedika on the seventh day in the morning, umasa tahora, and then she was clean. She didn't see any dam. So the question is that a good Hefsek Tara? Again, we're talking about the daraisa level. Because when is she going to go to the mikvah? That night, Motzai 7. So you might think that she has to do with the last possible second. Right, the last possible second, before night, that's when she should do the Hefsek Tara. Because if she does it beforehand, why is that a good Hefsek Tara? Maybe there's still some dam that's going to be afterwards. So is that good? So the Mishnah tells us that if she was batka on the seventh day Shachris, umasa tahora ubein hashmasas lo hifrisha, meaning she didn't do another bedika late in the day. She didn't do another bedika. Pashtus says, we'll see that the word Ben Hashmashos here doesn't mean Beinah Shmashah, because Beinah Shmashah usually means the time after Shkia. Here it just means later in the day. So Beinah Shmashah is Lohi Prisha. She didn't do another Bedika later in the day. And then 3 days later, she finds Dam. Meaning that when she did the Hefsek Tara on the morning of 7, she has a Cheska Tara. And then she, no problem that she'll go to the Mikvah Motsoi 7. 3 days later she found Dam. So we assume that that Dam came later. And that's a new Nida, a new Nida. But the original Nida that she had, that's already Nigmeris. So the Chiddush is, of this opinion in the Mishnah, that it's sufficient to do a Hefsek Tara on the seventh day in the morning. Right? Again, this is when they were doing Hefsek Taras on the seventh day to go to the Mikvah Motsoi 7 by the Din Daraisa. And then the Mishnah continues, Barka Atzma B'yom HaShvi Shachris U'matzah Tmeyeh. But conversely, if she saw a seventh day in the morning and it was not a good Bedika, it was she found Dam, Ubein HaShmashah Lohi Frisha, and she didn't do any. In other words, just because you have a bad Hefsek Tara on the seventh day in the morning, so you can try again, right? The din of Hefsek Tara is not a din in Zayin Nikim. It's not a din that you need the whole day to be Naki. You can have, in other words, if you struck out in the morning, you could still be Masliach in the afternoon, right? So here, she did a Hefsek Tara seventh day in the morning, and it was no good. However, Bein HaShmashah Lohi Frisha, so she didn't do another Bedika late in the day. And then 3 days later, 4 days later, she sees she's clean. Because all those days in between, she has a Cheska Tumah, because we have no reason to assume that the blood went away. And the only time she can assume that she the blood stopped is now that she found that she's Tahora. And therefore, we metame halam afreya from the last time she did a bedikah, or from 24 hours before. And yeko vestis kavua, but if she has a vestis, then daya shaita. Then it only goes, the tumah is only from now. Okay. So that's the first opinion in the Mishnah. That the first opinion says that the Hefsek Tara on the seventh day could be even in the morning. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Kol shelo hifrisha b'tara min amincha lamala, harei hi zol b'cheskas tameya. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not true. A Hefsek Tara has to be done late in the day. Min amincha lamala. From mincha tana and onwards. The last couple hours, in the day, the last 2.5 hours in the day is an amincha lamala, 2.5 hours before Shkia, and that's when you have to have the Hefsek Tara. Any time before, there's a chashash that she'll still be a Riyaz Dam. So again, this is talking about the Nida Daraisa. It will apply the same way for our Hefsek Tara, which is done on day 5 of the, in preparation for the Zayin Nikim. That's the second opinion. So the Tanakhama holds that the Hefsek Tara could even be done on the seventh day in the morning. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be done late in the afternoon. But they both agree that it has to be done on the seventh day. Bechorah. Right? But they're both talking about the seventh day. The question is, seventh day in the morning or seventh day in the afternoon? Chachamim have a third opinion, and they say, Afilu Bishnayim Lindy Dosta Batul Matza Torah, Ubein Oshmoshav Mos Prisho, Achazman Batul Matza Tamei, Harizim Cheska Torah. The Chachamim say, even on the second day, was, if she can get a clean Hefsek Tara on the second day, so be it. Kolachavod. That's a good Hefsek Tara. So we say the woman only bled for 2 days. So usually she's going to bleed more than 2 days. She's not going to get a clean thing on the second day. But say she got it. So then That's a good. Once she got it clean on the second day, so Mikra Din, she doesn't have to do any other on the Nidaraita. That you don't need Zayin Nikiyim. All you need is to ascertain that the blood stopped, the Riyas Dam stopped. And then in Motzai 7, she goes to the mikvah. So the Hefsekara could even be good on Yom Sheni. Even on Yom Sheni, the Hefsekara could be good. Question is, what about Yom Risha? Would we go so far as to say even Yom Risha? And what's so special about Yom Sheni? We'll see. But that's so we have three opinions here in the Mishnah. The first two opinions seem to say that you need the Hefsekara on the seventh day, either the seventh day in the morning or the seventh day in the afternoon. And Chacham said even on the second day. Even on the second day. So the Gemara continues here on Samech Chesed Days on page 2. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says you need to have the Hefsekara late on the seventh day. Right, that was the second opinion. Min haMincha l'mala. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tanya, Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, Ilma le yodeh havu nachas v'ine hakol ben hashmasa siyote ata Omer. So he says, we don't really understand your opinion. You see, we're not good enough. Our opinion, seventh day in the morning, was not good enough for you, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? You required, say, Shki is at 6, so you required that the Hefsek Tara be at 3:30 and onward. So he said, that's really not too logical. He said, if you would insist that she needs a Hefsek Tara or a Mok in her to the buzzer till the second before she comes to the mikvah, that's logical. He said, she needs to ascertain till she goes into the mikvah that there's no dam. So in other words, you're not certain that 7 in the morning is going to be good, because maybe there'll still be a Riyas Dam. Right? Maybe there'll still be a Riyas Dam. But so you require it later. But logically speaking, if you're so choshesh, then require it till the buzzer. So Tanya, I'm the longer of you, the longer you're there, Munachas Beinah, Kol Beinah Shmasas. So it's a euphemism. If you're there, Munachas Beinah, meaning if you had a Bedika in the Matam Erva, Kol Beinah Shmasas, meaning till the last very second, Yafa Atomer. Then we can understand that Shita. So if you're already not willing to accept that it's possible to have a Chesed Tara early, so then you should go to the ultimate extreme and say you need it at the very last second. However, Achshav, Eimer Im Simuk Yoder Asha. But what good is it that you do a Chesed Tara at 3:30? What good is it that you do at 3:30?
You know, maybe at 4:15 she'll have another Riyas Dam. So Mali Frisha Batara Bazaim in a minchul mala, Mali Frisha Batara Berishon. So in other words, why is it any different? In other words, that you want to say that you require a Hefsek Tara on the seventh, but you don't say Mamish up to Shkia, you say from Mincha Lamala, so already you're not saying it at the last second, so theoretically on the first day should be good too. If we can get a good Hefsek Tara, why shouldn't we do it on the first day too? Right? In other words, if already you're not saying it at the last second. So the Gemara says, Berishon mi'ikul amanda omar. So is there anyone who possibly says, in other words, that you can even do a Hefsek Tara on the first day? In Atanya Amar Rebbe Sha'alti is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, Shahayu Mahalchim Bederech. So he says, Rebbe says, I asked Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, Shim halcha v'derech nida shabotka atzma yom zayin shachris. U'matzot horo. Ben ashmashas lo yifrisha. Acha yom min batka matzot meyom. Mahu amr lo harei z'b'chetz kastara. So then he asked him, shishi, his chamishi, revi, shlishi, sheni, mai, amalei, loshna, no difference. In other words, you can do a hefsekar on 7, you can do it on 6, 5. This is what they asked. They asked Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. And he said, it's good. Hefsekar on the 6th day is good, 5th day is good, 4th day, 3rd, 2nd. Sheni Marmele Loshna. Barishon Losha Alti. But he said, Rebbe said, I never asked about the first day. And the Ta'isi Shalosha Alti. And I have regrets that I didn't ask Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon what's their opinion of doing a Hefsek Tara even on the first day. Otu Kul Lav Cheskas to Makaimi, they came into Pasuk, so Rishonami came into Pasuk. But logically, in other words, once already, you're not requiring it to be at the last second, so, again, very likely you're not going to get a good Hefsek Tara on the first day. But if you get it, so why not? So Rishonami came into Pasuk. So Meikara Maisover, so why originally was he, in other words, he didn't want to ask because he felt that it was obvious that it wouldn't be good. So he didn't ask about the first day. But now thinking about it, he said, you know, I should have asked because really the first day should just be just as good as the seventh day. But why didn't he ask? Hoel the Huchsad Mayan Pasuach. Because on the first day is the day she saw. So it was clear that there was the mokar was open that day, and there was dam that came out. So there was a mayan pasuach. So therefore, that whole day has a chazak of mayan pasuach. So therefore, you can't assume any type of bedika is going to be mafkia from the mayan pasuach that you found on the first day. Yeah. So right. In other words. So the assumption in the Gemara is that every day has its own, in other words, just because you saw it on one day isn't necessarily, in other words, that's how they chazal with koveya, that the chazakah is each day on its own. So if you can establish a chazakah on one day that it stopped, so it stopped, and then you don't have to assume that it started again on the other day. But on the first day is the day that definitely it was there, so then that chazakah of Riyas Dam is so strong that nothing could be done to be mafkiya, and even if you'll find it to be clean, you can't assume. You have to assume that maybe a second later it'll she'll bleed, etc. But after, so that was why he didn't ask. But Misvara, okay, B'shas Maisa, he didn't ask because sort of he was felt it was silly to ask because it was the first day is Huchza Mayim Pasuach, so he felt, you know, how could I ask? But after that, he felt that maybe the first day is no different than the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, and seventh day. Any day she has the flow. Oh, so right. Right, so you're making a very good point. In other words, no one would say, oh, so we have to see. In other words, right, in other words, what he's raising is, if it's Huchzach Mayim Pasuach on the first day, so then if she sees in the morning on the seventh day, so maybe it shouldn't be good even on the seventh day. Right? Okay, we're going to talk about that. Or you could say no, that the seventh day, even though she saw, but that already you know, is not the same as when she sees on the first day, because the first day is when it's initially coming out, and therefore it's very unlikely that in other words, Pashas is Huchsa Mayim Pasuach means the beginning of the Mayim to be Pasuach. Yeah. No, we're not talking about the 7 days. You mean the 7 day Doraisa? We want to know how to make a Hefsek Tara. Hefsek Tara is a bidika which will ascertain that the dam has nifsak. So when, how early can you make it? Yeah, in other words, she can't go to the mikvah unless she ascertains she stopped bleeding. Even though you don't need Zayin Nikiyim, but she needs a Hefsek Tara to ascertain that she's finished. Right, the first day, even if there was, first day is the day she originally saw. So the day that she originally saw, that day, even if she'll do a bedika and find it clean, that's not a good chazaka that she stopped the rias dam. Okay. So the Rashba, take a look, skip a little bit to page 6. So, what's the story? So, first we have to figure out, so how do we paskin in this shaila? When can you do a Hefsek Tara? Right? We had three shitas in the Mishnah. Seventh day in the morning, seventh day min mincha l'malo, or even the second day. The first day, that's also a question. In other words, he said, on one hand, he said, ta'isi shalosha alti. So on one hand, but he gave a svara why he thinks it should be good, and then he gave a svara why he thinks it should be bad. Right? The svara should be bad because huksav mayim pasuach. The svara should be good is because what? It's because why should it be any difference? Once she's naki, should be no difference. So the Rashba, the Torah Sabayis on page 7, by the arrow, the second arrow, the arrow where it's the fourth line into the wide lines of the Rashba, towards the middle of the page. Ulvasov nami lo ashkachan di ifshetalei legamri. Ta'isi shalosha alti ka'amri. Mikol mokom kevin diyu komar ta'isi shalosha alti. Mikol yoiv taima de mistaber. So as he said ta'isi shalosha alti, which means that Taka, he should have asked, because there's a svara to say that it could be a good Hefsek Tara. And he gives a svara why it should be good. The mistamber. So mitaya berishon ki b'shah hayomim. The eskachon b'vraisa the mifshita behedya mal yifrisha tara min aminchu l'mal b'shvi mal yifrisha tara berishon. Shamina mino derishon kisheni dekeven de posak posak. So the Rashba says that we paskin, even on the first day, you could have a Hefsek Tara. Again, if you matzliach to get it, a clean Hefsek Tara. Usually you won't. But theoretically, even if you matzliach, and because first of all, the Lashon HaBraisa is Mali, that we saw, Mali Shvi, Mali Rishon, and he says, Ta'ishi Shalosha Alfi, and he gives a good Svara. So the Mayin Pasuach thing, we don't paskin like. And you can even do a Hefsek Tara theoretically on the first day. And especially today that we don't only do a Hefsek Tara, but we have a minig also to do a Moch Dochuk. So if you have the Hefsek Tara before Shkia, and the cloth inside of her through Beit HaShemashos, and it all comes out clean, so that should be good enough to be mafkia a cheskas tumah of Riyaz Dam even on day one. Again, most likely it's not going to come out clean on day one. But in theory, even on day one, it could be good. And that means that once she did it on day one and it came out clean, so she has to wait till Motsai 7 and go to the mikvah, but all those days in between, which of course you don't need Zayin Nikiyim, but she was already huchsuk as a tahora in terms of that she's not tahora until she goes to the mikvah, but huchsuk tahora that she's not going to have a riyas dam, so she just has to do the hefsek tahora even on day one, and if she comes out clean, then Motsai Shvi, she goes to the mikvah midoraisa, and that's it. There's no more investigations on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Because she already has a cheskas tahara. She already did have siktara and it came out clean, so she's okay.
She'en lecha b'dikuk dun l'mizu. V'fich rafo pi shakol mashim sofik nido sofik zovos. V'emsha shehi nido u'mayon ha'pasuach. Afilu hochi kol shehifrisha tahora afilu b'yom rishon. Harezi b'cheskas tahara. V'yesh machmirim b'dover.
He says, but there are machmirim, but we'll see, meaning there are machmirim on day one. After day one, then, in other words, he's clearly gonna paskin like the chachamim, that for sure on day two it's okay. Question is, what about even day one? So he says, day one I think is also okay. You want to be machmir, yesh machmirim.
And then he talks about the Zayin Nikiyim. Okay.
Yes.
Technically, if she would keep blood, flow blood on the second or third day, what would Rashi say?
If she saw blood, then she has to deal with that. That means that she doesn't have to assume that she'll see blood. If she sees it, she sees it. So. Then her Hafsek Tara is gone goodbye. But the assumption is if she was able to get a clean hefsek tahara, then it's not gonna, especially with a mok dochuk, it's not gonna come again. But in a chanami, a chazak is only when there's no yidia. Once there's a yidia, fakir from the chazaka goes out the window. Yeah. The Isi Lo Shalti means that Taka, it would have been a good shaila to ask even about the first day. And the Gemara gives a svara why it would have been a good shaila, because Taka is a good svara to be makel on the first day too. So the Rashba says that is the pashtus in the Inyan. Okay, so that's a good question. In other words, you have to realize that the hefsek tahara, a lot of times a woman would be able to tell whether the dam is nifsak even if she didn't do an internal investigation, right? This is an added requirement to do an internal bedika. Now, it could be the whole concept, we'll see, the Orzarua, which you skipped over, but now you can take a look now that you brought it up. Rav Avadya points this out, this Orzarua on page 3. He thinks the whole notion of doing a hefsek tahara is only midraban. That's what the Orzarua writes on page 3. Vedika zos eina ki'im chashosha drabanan. The parish Rashbam, the Hashin Hoyle, Umayana Pasuch, Dilmis Hil, Lero Sahas, Konabenash Moshus, Rosso, Kolbenash Moshus, Poloposka, Ashenichna Sabalo Shmini, Shemesh Bailabol Nida. Hilkachim Lobotka Benash Moshus, Mukzakas Betuma, Enel Tovelus Lobashamesh, Adlamacher. Now, Rav Shechter thought the Pshad in this or Zarua is that, if, in other words, the concept of doing, not the whole idea of a hefsek tahara, but to have a hefsek tahara late in the day, that is only In other words, to think that even once you got clean in the morning, that you have to do another one later on, later in the day, you know, like what was the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, that maybe is only on the level of the Rabban. Rav Avadya is mashma in his sefer that the whole concept could be a Rabban, which is because maybe midaraisa you don't really need an internal bedika. In other words, maybe midaraisa, as long as she doesn't feel it or doesn't see it anymore externally, that might have been good enough midaraisa, and the whole hefsek tara is only midarabanan. And then he points out other rishonim disagree. But okay, but that's the sheet of the Tshuvas HaRashba of the Torah Adam, that even on the first day there is a hefsek tara. There is a possibility of having a hefsek tara. If you look in the Rambam, so the Rambam on page 4, Perek Vav Halacha Chaf, is cholek on the Rashba. Neither Shabbat ka atzmu tochi mei nidosa, umatzo she posak adam, fulfill posak b'sheinin nidosa, in which he did a hefsek tara on the second day, uskogo ozidu v'lo hapod ka adam, Lachar nida yomim rabim ukshabat kematzatuma einomim shemakol osam yomim hoysa tmeya tien zava alakol osam yomim shalobatka becheskes tara. So she established a cheskes tara even on the second day. Batka matzah tmeya fil batka b'shvilin dasa feinashmashes lobatka atzma kevivish mituma v'tini yomim b'chaker batka kereizu sofik zava. The matzah hareizu zava vadoi. She came b'tchila matzah tmeya l'vsof but then he writes three lines from the bottom. The Yom Rishon shall nida afal pisha matzah bo tahora hareza kamisha matzah tmeya. She Yom Rishon kula huchsok hamayin pasuach. So the Rambam holds from the, not like the Rashba. The Rashba holds from the ta'isi shalosha alti, from the mali zayin mali echad. But the Rambam paskins that huchsok mayin pasuach. He paskins the other svara. That one on the first day is the beginning. There's nothing you could do to establish any cheskas tara. Meaning again, tara just means cheskas that the blood stopped on the day that the mayan was pasuach, the day that it originally opened up. So you have here a machlokas between, and we'll have to see how we paskin, a machlokas between the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis and the Rambam, where the tshayach to do a hefsek tara on day one. Again, this is all assuming like the Chachamim. In other words, if you held like Rabbi Yehuda or the Tanakhama, then you have to wait till day 7 anyway. Right? But assuming like the Chachamim that you don't need day 7, day 2 is good, so do they mean day 2 dafka? Or day 2 mean even day 1? And that's what the Rashba concludes, that we hold day 2 even day 1. And the Rambam says, no, day 2 is day 2. That's it. Day 1, you can't touch day 1. Okay. Now that we're on page 7, take a look in the Rashba, in the Bayis HaKotzer. Says the Rashba, but to atzma shachris matzah tahor, afa pishul, but to atzma ben hashmashos, praises chesed Torah. Rasa yom echad bavad, the pascha bo vayom, but to atzma matzah tahor, harez of cheskes to make, tahor. So that's what the Rashba says, that you can even have a Hefsek Tara on day one. Okay? So again, Rasha Yom Echad, the Riyah was only one day, or part of the day. Pascha Boba Yom, on day one. Batka Asma Matzah Tahar, Hareza Becheskis Tahar. Says the Rashba of Yesh Machmirim Bizol, Misafek, Umayana Pasuach. Right? Some say that you have to be machmir on the first day. Then he writes, La'olam yehe adam melame mitoch beiso shetei ha'isha bodekes atzma yom hefsek tara b'moch dochuk. Yesham kol bein ha'shmosh ha'zo b'dikah motziya midei kol sofi. So this is the source of the concept of a moch dochuk. This Rashba in the Bayis HaKotze. And in addition to the hefsek tara, La'olam yilmod adam b'soch beiso, she teach your wife that she should also do a moch dochuk. Now clearly, the Lashon is Lolam Yehi Adam Lamed Tzach Beisol Sheitei Yom Hefsetar B'Dvach Doch. Now we'll see whether this is a Chumra or this is Meikar Adin, because the Gemara and all the Sugya never spoke about this concept of having a Moch Docha called Bein Hashmoshos. Whatever shita you hold, seventh day morning, seventh day afternoon, second day, first day, whatever, was just talking about doing a bedika of a hefsek tara. That means just doing an internal bedika. But to say that in addition to an internal bedika, you need to have something inside for the entire Bein Hashmoshos, that is not found in Shas. And that's this chiddush of the Rashba. Okay. Now, so we have to. No, but he's. Yeah, so he's saying if you would have said like that. But Lemaisa. Yeah, as a theoretical possibility. Right? He's saying if you would have required that, then I could understand. Right, but he doesn't require it. Even the most machmir opinion in the Gemara, who says the seventh day only requires min amincha lamala, that means at 3:30, when the clock strikes 3:30, you do a bedika and that's it. But to say that shkia, say shkia is at 6, so beit hashmoshos whatever you want to say, it's a half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever it is. According to, you know, to have, in addition to that, to have a piece of cloth in her that entire time, that's not to be found. Well, now, so we have to mevar, who do we paskin like, the Rambam or the Rashba? And number two, we have to mevar, so when the Rambam or the Rashba, whatever, they both agree, say on the second day, you can do a hefsek tara. Right, they both agree. Right, only question is the first day. So when does the hefsek tara have to be done? What time in the day? Does it have to be done dafka late in the day? According to the seventh day people, we know it was a machlokas. 7 day ben hashmoshos, 7 day in the morning, what it was. But once we say you don't have to do it anymore in the seventh day, so you have to do it on the second day. You can even do it on the second day. So does that have to be done after late in the day? Or can you do it any time in the day? On one hand, you could say that once already you're doing it on the second day, so maybe, you're already making it on the second day, so why should we have to be machmir to do it late in the second day? Unless you want to say that every day has its own, own cheskes tumah, and therefore if already she saw in the beginning of the second day, so even though she stopped in the middle, but you can only be mevar that if you have the bedikah late in the day. So what would be the pashtus within the sheet of the chachamim? No. No. He's saying if... No. In which case? No, it says that she checked herself once and she didn't check in the evening. Maybe. We'll see. We'll have to see about that. Okay. So, the Rush on page 8 in the Hilchos Nida of the Rush. Says like this. So the Rosh says that you can do a hefsek tara any day she stops. He doesn't say it has to be dafka the seventh day. Any day she stops. But he says the bedika has to be bein hashmashos. Now we'll see, the post can point out he can't mean literally bein hashmashos. So that's too late. That's already suffik laila. So bein hashmashos just means late in the day. So the Rosh is saying that that you have to do a hefsek tara late in the day. Any day you're going to do a hefsek tara, it should be late in the day. In other words, min amincha l'mala. Anytime you do a hefsek tara, it should be late in the day. So the question is this Rosh mi'ikar adin, or is it just a chumrah? He's just telling you, chumrah, do it later than earlier. It's always good to do it later. Or is he saying mi'ikar adin? So the Beis Yosef has a discussion about this in. The Beis Yosef, first on page 9, the Beis Yosef discusses the Machlokes, the Torah Sabayis, and the Rambam about the first day. So first he quotes the Torah Sabayis. Then he makes a comment in the second arrow on the Yesh Machmirin, right? We saw that the Rashi himself quoted that the Yesh Machmirin not to do it on the first day. He says, "Menir mitvarv sa machmirim haynu heichad the batka biyom rishon kodem bein hashmoshes. Do batka bein hashmoshes after rishon tahor l'divrei hakol." So Beis Yosef wants to say that the Yesh Machmirim on the first day is that's only if you didn't do a hefsek tara late in the day. But if you did a hefsek tara late in the day, on the first day, then he thinks Kuli Alma would be good. That's number one. Then he quotes the Rambam, etc. And then he wants to say, on the last line, he says, Hilchach nirali da Rambam la'osar, and the Yesh Machmirim is the Rambam, right? That's the Yesh Machmirim of the Rashba, is the Rambam, who doesn't allow it. So he wants to claim that maybe nirali da Rambam la'osar barishon elab shalobatka b'bein hashmashah. So batka b'bein hashmashah is matah Torah Torah. Su lecha l'mecha shlamidi. Okay, so that you can debate back and forth. Then he discusses the Rosh. The Rosh says you should always do a hefsek tara late in the day. So the Pashtus is what he writes on page 10, the Beis Yosef, in the second arrow. He writes, L'chei nirali darosh lo kosov kein l'psach halacha elo l'ravcha de milsa. Well, as he's saying, he doesn't think the rush really meant it, l'psach halacha. Once already you're not doing it in 7 a day, that you have to do it late in the day, he doesn't think that's a real psach halacha. Ravcha de milsa, meaning, dafil aman de sovet de psika b'yom rishon, at nami sagi b'bdika shachris, mod de zeziyam tifsok, adif tvei livdok b'enam shmashas, de mecha nafsha midei nidu sofik. This is not the real rush that's giving the halachas in great detail. This is the kitzer harush. This is like his rush's handbook. Bottom line, what do you do? So he's telling you bottom line what to do. He's just saying he thinks that's a good idea. This way you get all issues. Lot says me they call suffix. However, he thinks me hecha the batka shachris for the batka ben shmoshes for halo ivy. That's what it's feeling. Come basrai or kavtana come the masnis and tovah davshe poska biyom shvish or by b'digav ben shmoshes. Aval poska b'shar yom and by b'digav ben shmoshes. So then he says no, maybe not. In other words, maybe the Rosh Taka is Le'ikar Adiv. And, meaning, in other words, even though there's a machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Huda on the seventh day, that's only because it's the seventh day. But if you want to do it early, then it has to be late in the day. That's another possibility in the Rosh. That the Rosh means, and at this point it says, Nirli Yosa. Mishum Hachim Mishtayim Le'stumi, Imishum Rav Noshim Poskos, Come Ravi Mishum became the poskus Kulayomi by Bediga Venashmoshes. So those are two possibilities whether Rush really meant it Mikar Adin or not. If you look at the Bach, he says, Lachor Mashmid Rasona Loma Dafil Bediyeva Loma Hanya Bediga Sashakus La Rush. Bavade Leisa. In other words, Pashas, you want to say that the Rush means that you need a Dafka at night and it's Mikar Adin. The Bach says Vade Lesser. It's not true. Imkehu posak ki yichidod k'rabbi Yehuda per katinokas ken kosev veis Yosef v'kach perushu l'fi ha-rashbol kosev tzvicha v'diga ben ha-shmoshas rei b'tzvah shara ha-chamishi b'kotza kosev v'zel l'shon isha r'orcha b'ezo gimel yom in regisha shposku d'om shalom in lobotka yeah. In other words, the Rashba quotes this opinion of doing Bedika, and the Rashba never says that you had to do it late in the day when you're doing. The Rashba matters even on the first day. And he never speaks about doing it late in the day. He says, he quotes the idea of, you know, L'olam Yehi Adam Malame, which is a Loshan Eina El Eitza Tova. Right? Right, the vice kotzer lo olam yehi adam malamed lebeso that she should have a mokdoch of kol bein hashmashas. But that loshen is a loshen eitzah tova. It's not a loshen of leikuva. So at the end he says vade moda harosh b'dika shachris havi b'dika d'yevet. Where it's certainly it's a in other words d'yevet meaning that's the ikir adin of is to do with them. The rush is adding an eitzah tova. To be machmir to do it late in the day, but mikir din it's kosher once already. It's kosher on the fourth day, fifth day, third day, etc. It's kosher even in the morning. And then, just the Beis Yosef clarifies that even though the Rosh says you should do the hefsek tarat bein hashmoshos, he doesn't really mean that. Bein hashmoshos the ka'amru, the Kamran says the Beis Yosef in the fourth arrow, mashmir vaded lav dafka the bein hashmoshos sofik min ayom sofik min alaylu. So he says that you can't mean that. It means, but what it means is mashra means min a minchak talo l'malakoma. Just means late in the afternoon. Late in the afternoon. Okay. Now, so how do we? So how do we paskin? So, first of all, how do we paskin the Rashba versus the Rosh? And how do we paskin in terms of when the hefsek tara is allowed to be done? And this is very nogeya, because a lot of times, say, women are at work, right? So in the winter, so shki is going to be 4:30. So they won't necessarily be so easy for them to do a hefsek tara, you know, in the afternoon always. But if you allow them to do a hefsek tara in the morning before they go to work, sometimes it'll be much easier, right? Because you know, they have the convenience of their own home, etc. It could be much easier. So how far do we go with this rush? Yeah. Right, so we're going to equate day 5. Right, in other words, you're saying even though L'chor it should be much more chal for us. Right. Right, if anything. Right, if she didn't stop, right. Oh, so let's see how the Ramban in Hilchos Nida is always good to see how he formulates everything. So says the Ramban, let's look at the beginning of the second parak. Parak Sheni, in the second column, the first arrow. So it's even before Halacha Aleph. It's pre-Halacha Aleph. Says the Ramban, Sviras Hashiva Nikim Sheisha Shoferes Lizivasa, Beim Zman Azeh, Beim Bedin Torah Kachi, Odechas Atzma Yofa Yofa, Beim Pasak Adam Mitchilas Lispor, Machelas Lispor Miyom HaMachas, Vafilu Rosa B'Shachras, Vachach Abotva Atzma Re Pasaka, Einat Svicha B'Dika Acheres Kol Hayom. Whereas once she does, even if she saw in the morning, right, on, say on day 5, what we're doing, she saw in the morning, and then she's bodig atzma, and she's okay. Ein tzricha b'dika keres kol hayom. Ve'ein koshishim shem chazra v'rasa b'layla o ben hashmoshos el lamacher aschelas lispor zayin nekiyah. So the Ramban pashtus means that she can soonish. Whatever time of the day, she's matzliach. On day, here we're talking about day 5, the last day. Whatever time of the day she's matzliach to get a clean hefsek tara, that's good. Well, then he says in Halacha Aleph, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Rishon b'Shacharis, Poskel bo b'Yom, Ein Amonim b'Yom Hamacharas, Asher Tachzul Livdok v'Yud Yadeh Ben Einah Kol Ben Hashmoshes. Cheskas called Yom Rishon Kulo Tomer. Shachukas Mayim Pasuah. Dam Chozum. Afal Pi Yishe Pasuk B'Shachris. Keish Mekel B'Dover. Mikemin Shabbatu Pasuk. So he quotes the Machlokes whether it's good on the first day, but he says, according to the opinion that it's good on the first day, then you need a Moch Dachuk. In other words, so really the we're knowing to try to do a Moch Dachuk in all cases, and some poskim will be lenient with about a moch dochuk if it's going to create irritation. You know, there could be coolers, because the real din of moch dochuk, the Ramban is saying, is if you want to do a hefsek tara on day 1, so then you're in a precarious situation. So then you really got to be sure that it's stopped. So then just you can't suffice with a hefsek tara alone. You better do it a moch dochuk also. But if it's not on day 1, then the concept of moch dochuk is much more kal. And he doesn't require to do a hefsek tara late in the day. Only if you can do it on day 1. So then he requires the moch dochuk, you know, later in the day. The Ravid and the Balei Nefesh also writes the Feirish, take a look, page 13. The cave in the kulu noshi ha'idin the zavos which been lewis v'chibol fushim din spheres hashivak kachol heichu. As all our women are zavos, so let's explain how to do it. Nebetchil ki spheres shivin nakiim ena elacha shlosha dvarim. To have shivin nakiim, you have to have three things first. First, you have hafsakas dam, chayom hafsaka v'acha habdika. Chol shah shatipsov minayom in both of rosh shapaska dam afilu b'shachris. Here he writes it beferish that the hefsek tara could even be in the morning. Od einat tzricha b'dika kol hayom. Whereas if she gets a clean hefsek tara in the morning of day 5, then that's it. She doesn't have to be choshish. And then the next day she could count shiva nekiyim. Bein choshim shem chazar rosa b'laylo bein hashmashas. She rosa bein hashmashas ovid menakol oso yom yisafik. Oh, so the Ramban seems to say it, and the Ravid says it the Farish, that a Hefsek Tara could even be done in the morning. So just take a look at Rabbi Yosef Shulchan Aruch. It says like this on page 16 and 17. Shivas Yom Shazavas Ofers Misilasam. Maschilim machros yom shapaska v'kach mishpata im tirash ne yom shlosha paska v'ros v'deches b'yom shapaska v'tei shetisak v'tara u'bedika zu tei samach l'bein hashmoshes. So the Mechaber quotes that Rosh. In other words, Rosh has bein hashmoshes, but the Beis Yosef explained that bein hashmoshes is not to be taken literally. It means samach l'bein hashmoshes. But the Ramah says hagav v'chei no'agim l'chatchila. So l'chatchila you try to have hefsek tara late in the day. But b'dievet, it's kosher even if you have a hefsek tara in the morning. Because in other words, the mechaber is choshesh for the rush, and he had a suffix whether the rush meant meikar din or not. So first he thought the rush was only a chumrah. Then he said, no, maybe taki he means. He means it meikar adin. So the mechaber is choshesh that you should be late in the day. But the Ramah says it's only lechatchila. Rav Avadi Yosef. I don't know what they do. They left them out. No. Yeah. On page 19, in the Taras Habayis writes. Lafi Anias Daiti on page 19 Nira. Shemikaven Sharaivid Varamban Varashba Vamiri Rabbein Yerucham Ravamag Rashbates Kulus Filush Ainat Srichim and Adin Livdok Somuk Lubain Ashmashos Afilu Chatchila. In other words, when the Ravid says his din and the Ramban says his din, they're talking about even Lachatchila. Whereas it's just this rush says you have to do it late. And the rush, and we're not even sure what the rush means. So, but the other Rishonim, like the Ramban we saw and the Ravid we saw, and then he quotes a couple of more, they hold lechatchila even in the morning. So he says, "Hachi naktina meikar adin." Where that's really the ikar adin. Ukadas Maran Shulchan Aruch was kosher Beis Yosef, and he thinks the pashup shot is what the Beis Yosef said originally. Shafar Rosh will kosher kein el rabcha de milsa. Shena sofik shabedivay Rosh motzi midei vade shol kol aposkim. Shoshim tvar v'derei Maran Beis Yosef Evan Ezra shakol diavet shoris fekem muto lechatchila. He says, "Nafkemina shim yesh tzorach gomer bedover." Yidashi yiksha aleh lasos hefsek tara somuch lebein hashmoshes yichol lasos hefsek tara fil b'shachas. So again, even though we try if we can to do it later in the day, but if she knows it's going to be very, very difficult. There's a whatever that she's not going to be able to do it later, so she can rely on doing it in the morning. What she could do is do it in the morning and see if she has more time. She'll do it, you know, and it's not a. You know, so this way she has always the safety zone that she did it in the morning. So if she did it in the morning, she had a clean hefsek tara, so she knows meikar adin, she's taken care of. So now you want to the yotzei the lechatchila of the Shulchan Aruch of doing it late. So then, you know, hopefully she'll be able to. But if not, then she'll. you know, she'll still be Yotzei the Ikar Adin, and she'll be able to count the Zayin Nikiyim on the next day. Because most Rishonim, in other words, you see, if you just read the Shulchan Aruch, it seems like, you know, it's very bad to do it early in the morning, but if you see the Rishonim, the Pashta, and even the Rush, the Pashta says that it was only Laravcha de Milsa that he said it. So again, on the best circumstances, you know, one should try to do it, you know, before, you know, later in the day. And again, and many people have the minhag to do a moch tochuk also, even though there are some, you know, coolers about that in certain situations where a person finds it very difficult to do the moch tochuk or something like that, because that certainly is a chumrah, the moch tochuk. Because again, when the moch tochuk is, as we look in the Shulchan Aruch, is really meikar adin, because if you want to do a hefsek tara on the first day, but who b'zmanazeh is going to ever do, you know, kemat a hefsek tara on the first day? So, you know, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes on in page 17 in Sevei's Rasa Yom Yom Echad Bolvad. If she sees one day, so here is where the Mechaber is very makbir on the Moch Tochuk. Because there, you want to do it on that day. It's a machlokes rishonim. So you want to do it, so then you got to make sure to have a Moch Tochuk. In other words, and even that, Ramah says, if you didn't do a moch dochuk, you don't have to worry, even on the first day, certainly on the later days. But he says, v'dika shachris, that lo mahani, hol losa rak yom mecha. So v'dika shachris, in other words, the Ramah who said v'dika shachris, that the evidence is good in the previous sif, that's when it's not the first day. First day, then the Mechaber is makbid even the Moch Tochuk. The Ramah is makbid even the Chol HaPochus. It shouldn't just be a Bedikas Shachos. Oh. Okay, a couple of more important points. There's a famous Truma Sadeshin. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. And as we said, that the Hefsek Tara is done in the daytime. So then we had a discussion, whether it should be late in the day, early in the day, right? What's the story? So there's a recurring theme. There are many, a couple of tshuvas in the Truma Sadeshin about this theme. That is when you, Mikabel, you daven Marv already. Say the shul daven marav already, right? In those days, they had early marav even during the week, not only on Shabbos. So the kehila daven marav, but it's still or hayom gadol, right? It's still it's before shkia. So is there an inyan that she should be makpid to do a hefsek tara before the tzibur daven's marav? And for us, it's Nogeya on Fridays, right? In other words, Shki is not till 8:30, and they're ready to be Kabbal Shabbos at the 7 o'clock minyan. So should she be makpid to do a Hefsek Tara before the 7 o'clock minyan? Or do we say no, that as long as it's physically not Shkia, there's no problem? That's the famous question in the Truma Sadeshin. Truma Sadeshin has other places also. What about the daven marav already early? Could you still put on tefillin or not? Or things like that. Yeah. Yeah, so today, right. So in a lot of our communities, we really don't have tzibur so much, you're right. It could be like if you're in a bungalow colony where there's one minyan, or a camp where there's one minyan, you do, yeah. What? out of town communities have, yeah. Yeah. Well, right, there's only one shul, one minion. It's not like New York. That's so this is the famous tshuva, the Truma Sedeshin. Shayla had maskin yom shapo sekis on page 14. Had maskin yom shapo sekis bo eina olu l'sfira shivas nekim v'ina shivas shleim she'enim chaserim afil mashu nekvar eschilo akal l'spalo arvis v'or hayom godol. Do we say since the call made it like Laila, was they davened the tefillah shalayla? So therefore, Yichashav ze nami kemoshal shiyom shalmachar lo toyel asfir biyom ze odilma toyel da mikomokem lav lailahu. In other words, do we say that l'maisa they were mekabel, they made it like Laila? You know, people make a big mistake when they talk about Tosefta Shabbos. You ever hear people discuss as a hakira that people have, whether it's considered mamish like Shabbos or not? So it's important to point out that there's no tzad to say that it's mamish like Shabbos. No one ever said that. Even though there's a taz that's mashma like that, but no one ever said that. Because if it would be mamish like Laila, then you'd get skilah. If it would be mekal Shabbos, no one ever said you'd get skilah. So no one agrees that it's mamish like Shabbos. The question is whether it gets like kedusha Shabbos, or maybe it's just tam and iser or gavra, but it's not kedusha Shabbos. But no one ever says that it's mamish. Even though there's a lashon ataz like that, but the taz doesn't mean it either, because. That's a mistake that people make when they discuss Tosefta Shabbos, that it should be mamish like Shabbos. That's unheard of, that it could be mamish like Shabbos. If mamish like Shabbos, you'd be chayiv skila like yechayiv in Shabbos as well. And no one says that yechayiv skila if you would mechal Shabbos after the 7 o'clock minyan when it's still light outside. And you'd strike a match. No one would say that you chayiv skila for that. So here the discussion is that since the tzibur is mekabel to be laila, so maybe it's not right to do a hefsek tara. So that's what he discusses here, and he says that. He says, "Tshuva, you're the Yesh L'Hachmir, so lo tafsik p'tara el kodem tefilas arvus." In other words, really, you should be machmir, and she should try to do the hefsek tara before ma'ariv. L'achat tefilas ma'ariv hoil v'spalu kvar, or filim lo v'spalu el akol v'spalu kvar. Also miktsas hayom laila l'inyan tefila. So that's what the Truma Sedeshin says. However, in Shulchan Aruch, the sheet is quoted, the Truma Sedeshin, but it's also a counter opinion is quoted also on page 16. In the Ramah, on page 16, it says, "Ago yesh omrim gimspalu hakol arvis ve'or hayom gadol. Eini yichol livdok olul bosh levonim lahaskel limnos miyom hamachras meachar dakol kvar also laila." That's the Truma Sedeshin. But then he says, "Yesh omrim temuter afil also hakol Shabbos nogim lachatchila lizoyer v'dievad ein lochash." Because lachatchila, if she could do the hefsek tara before ma'ariv, that would be meritorious. But v'dievad ein lochash. Miktas noshim nogos im poska kodem barchu v'chaz v'leros kesem odam tochi meis firos az mafsikin afil achar barchu it's kolo somuch le'er v'chaz choshim dover zel adievet v'em lum chos biyadim ken kim lu v'ez achachem shor alehem b'neg vasikin. And some women that if they did a hefsek tara before barchu and then they saw kesem, they saw dam afterwards, so they'll try to do another hefsek tara after barchu before skia, which he thinks they could rely on also. You know, there's an interesting tshuva that Rav Moshe has. about this inyan. Rav Abadi also in his sefer has the same idea. The question about if a husband was mekabel Shabbos early, does the wife have to mekabel? So a lot of times the husband goes to the early minyan and the wife is still preparing. She doesn't get to light candles till, you know. So he already said Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. So does she have to make sure that by the time he says Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, that she already has to stop from Malacha? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva and Rav Abadi has a tshuva about this, both Lakula, meaning, and the way they both say, and Rav Abadi formulates it even clearer, that the concept of following his Kabbalah Shabbos, his minhag, is only if the tzibur was mekabel Shabbos early because they want to be machmir in Kiddusha Shabbos. So that has a validity of a minhag. But the fact that they're doing it early just for convenience, that doesn't have a shame minhag, and therefore they both think that Meikar Adin, she could still do malacha. Yeah. No, Lagabe Tesa Shabbos is a different halacha than Lagabe Prima Godin writes that the din of the Tzibur being Makabel Shabbos early, that the Yechidim and Nigrar, only applies to the beginning of Shabbos. Say you're in Square Town and they're planning to keep Shabbos till who knows when. And you want to leave after 72 minutes, and if they're not even thinking about ending Shabbos at that point. So the Prima Godin says, just drive out. It's not a problem. It's only said this in okay. Then the other famous Shaila that's dealt with in about Hefsek Tara is doing Hefsek Tara after Shia. So what? In other words, Pashtus is once Shkia came. There was, even though the Rosh says Yidavka should do it Bein Hashmashos, well, the Beis Yosef says that means before Bein Hashmashos. Because once it's Bein Hashmashos, it's already Sofik Laila. So that means that there's a possibility that it's Laila. That means, so how are you going to count that day as for Zayin Nikiyim if you didn't ascertain that she has Cheskes Tara before Shkia? So some people are purists and will say that after Shkia, they're not willing to negotiate. If you did it after Shkia, then you lost it. Then you can't count that day. So if you do it Wednesday Shkia is at 8:30. If you do it at 8:35, so then you lost Thursday as day one of the Zayin Nikiyim. And then you'll have to do Friday as day one of the Zayin Nikiyim. Rav Moshe has this famous psak on page 18. In Hefsek Tara, Haisa Anusav Lo Yochlo Lasas Bedikas Hefsek Tara Alachas Kia Kol La Beginul Revoin Mil Arishonim Tam Sfek Sfeka. Tzachay Mekam in New York Adomo Hurak Tisha Minut Mehascholos Hashkia. So Rav Moshe has his famous shita of the nine. He gives you the free 9 minutes. 3 9 minutes. How does he get 9 minutes? Because Rav Moshe had a different way of understanding. Normally, we know this machlok is between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra when Tzeitzah Kochovim is. So the Gra's opinion is it's 3/4 of a meal after Shkia, it's Tzeitzah Kochovim, and Rabbeinu Tam holds it's 4 meal. Again, they're both saying 3 stars. Everyone agrees that Tzeitzah Kochovim is 3 stars. And they're arguing that the 3 stars are 3/4 of a meal after Shkia. So if a meal would be 18 minutes, so it would be like 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Or is it at 4 mil after Shkia 72? So is it 13 and a half or 72? The Gra holds 13 and a half and Rabbeinu Tam holds 72. So the Pasha Pshat is, both the Gra and Rabbeinu Tam are just explaining a Gemara in Shabbos. So that means that they're talking about Bavel. So that means, but if you go further from the equator, then it's even longer, right? So the 13 and a half of the Gra in New York City becomes around a half an hour. And Rabbeinu Tam, 72, is 72 in Yerushalayim and in Bavel, so in New York becomes longer than that. Okay? So that's what some hold. Rav Moshe held like the Minchas Kohen, that Meikar Adin, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, the 4 mil is only if you can't see this, you can't really see the stars. But if you can see the stars, so whenever you see the stars, Rabbeinu Tam would agree. So Rav Moshe went out on his terrace on the Lower East Side, and at 50 minutes he saw stars. So he says, that's Rabbeinu Tam Meikar Adin in New York. That's Rabbeinu Tam Meikar Adin. So 4 mil, so you do the math. The 4 mil is, what we normally assume is 72 minutes, and maybe in New York it's even more. So 4 mil is 50 minutes, and 3/4 mil is 9 minutes. So he says, so Meikar Adin, the Gra in New York is 9 minutes, and Rabbeinu Tam is 50. And then he says, but you have to follow Rabbeinu Tam. You can't follow the 9 minutes of the Gra. Because as he points out, they didn't even follow the Gra in Vilna. Yeah, so reading, so he holds that 50 minutes, if you wait 50 minutes, Meikar Adin, you fulfilled the Rabbeinu Tam. And, so then he says like this. So for the first 9 minutes, based on his cheshbon, the Rabbeinu Tam is 50 minutes, so the Gra is 9 minutes. So that means for the first 9 minutes, you have a Sfek Sfeka to make a day. Suffek, the Gra, according to Suffek Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayom. According to the Gra, Suffek, but maybe the Rabbeinu Tam is right. It's Vadayom. And even if the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong and the Gra is right, but Ben Hashmashus itself might be Yom. So therefore, the first 9 minutes, you have a Sfek Sfeka. And therefore, he permits for the first 9 minutes to treat that as Chol. So Hefsek Tara is one of the ramifications that he'll permit. He'll permit to do a Hefsek Tara up to 9 minutes after Shkia, and therefore you'll get credit as if you did it before Shkia, and you'll get credit for the day before. That's his famous psak, and it has many more ramifications. Yeah. I don't want to say it, but it should follow that way. I don't know, you know. I mean, the logic should follow. I don't know if he actually said it in that case. And Bris Mila is another case. What if the baby is born? So many poskim don't like this because they say one of the klolim of Sfek Sfek, it has to be two different Svekas. Here it's Shem Echad. Is it Yom or is it Laila? Right. So that's why. But Moshe realized that too. So it's more complicated than we're going to present it. But that's his famous. That's his famous shita. To permit the 9 minutes. Rav Avadya. Has another svara. Rav Avadya, of course, is in Yerushalayim, so he's speaking about Yerushalayim time. So he's going to say that you have a Sfek Sfeka even without the Rabbeinu Tam. But let's assume like the Gra. So it means from Shkia to the first 13 and a half minutes is Bein HaShmashos, and 13 and a half minutes is Seisav Kachavim. So he says like this on page 20, the bottom. Ulam Nirad Midon Didon Davi Dieved. Yesh mokum lahakel shetechashiv lo hafsaka betara betimne miyom machras mishum dahavi sfek sfeka shem lo rosa klal mikodim bein hashmashos vim timso lo masharosa eizotipa benevda shem bein hashmashos yomhu
Avsakish also achar kach nechshavis korim halaylov. Avishiva nikim shleim. But who says that she saw dam today? And even if she did, in other words, assuming that the way Shechta thought the pshat is assuming that she didn't, you know, see dam naturally without doing it a bedika. She didn't see dam. So who says behechi tesi that she saw dam again today? And even if she did see dam, but maybe Banish Moshe says yom. And therefore she could still do the Hefsek Tara today. So therefore even without the suffix of Rabbeinu Tam, just working with the Grah, he wants to permit up to 13 and a half minutes. On page... because that's the Zman of Rabbeinu Shmashos in Yerushalayim. And... whatever, this was a very controversial psach, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where it gets dark very, very quick after Shkia. And the biggest Mekel Bechsav, as Rabbi Abadi writes here on page 22, again, Lechatchila, we always try to do it before Shkia. And a good Eitzah would be to do it in the morning, at least as a backup. So this way, if you do it in the morning as a backup, then you have it safe. So even if you, like Rav Shechta said, if you do it in the morning, so we're going to, I think that's Pran Rav Abadi, that's Rav Shechta was saying, that maybe if you do it in the morning, so then the to have to do another Bedika for the Rosh, that Lachor is only the Rabbana. So then you have a Svar to say that Banish Moshes is Safik and Safik the Rabbana Lakula. So that's why Rav Abadi here permits up to a half an hour. He says that Kamadokos Epshel Hakal Bedievit Lefsik Tara Harskia. He says, Kaimu Hatanoi Maboim. He says, if you fulfill the following three conditions, namely, Shel Rosh Adam Biyom Zeh, she didn't see any dam. Her undergarment is totally clean. So lechora, those are good simanim, maybe on a daraisa level, that is hefsek dam. And she laroksa atzma kodem habedika. So she didn't wash, take a shower or a bath. So there's no chashash that was washed away. So if there would be really any riyas dam today, it would have shown up on her undergarment. And it was totally clean, even though she didn't do a formal bedika. So Hadin, she calls man Bein Hashmashas, the Hainu Ba'America, in New York, she'll be Erech Hatzi Shah, Efshar Lahakel. In other words, he thinks for sure if you have those conditions met. Imlonis Kaimu, then, Lishol Lechachem. But, that maybe it's still negotiable, but then already it's not as Pashat. So again, certainly if you would do it in the morning, if you do it in the morning, Mikar Adin, there's not necessarily a requirement to do it anymore, but if you still want to do it to be choshesh for the rush, so then you have, you're on good footing. You're on good footing. So that's always, if she can get it clean in the morning, then you're on very good footing, because Mikar Adin, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Rai would say, you can do a chachris even lechatchila, and that's it. So even if you want to tell me you have to do it again to suffice for the rush, that's clearly, to have to do it again on that day, that clearly is only the Rabbanan. And then you have kulas, so if it's only the Rabbanan, kulas of Ben HaShmasha. So Mikar Adin, what Professor Levy writes in his Sefer, Vilna Gaon is 13 and a half, that's Yerushalayim. So in New York, it's not 50, it's not probably somewhere between 25 and 35 minutes, depending upon the time of year, would be Mekir Adin when Seisak Tachovim is
according to the Vilna Gaon. And then you have more coolers up to that amount of time is Bemish Mushers. Yeah, you want to say something? He would give 13 and a half in Yerushalayim. He would give 13 and a half minutes. So Lachora, following his logic, he would give the, even though he doesn't write about it because he's not writing in New York, Lachora, what Rav Abadi says here, he, it should follow logically that whatever, he only said 13 and a half in Yerushalayim because that's what it is in Yerushalayim. Again, he's not telling you Lachatchila to do this, but and as Rav Shechter pointed out, especially if, you know, even though Rav Shechter believes, you know, you should really do it by Shkia, but certainly if you have a lot, much more to rely on, if you did that morning one, if you did that, you got in the morning, which Mikra Din, that could be, that's all you need. Now you want to be choshish for the Rosh, and we've discussed, is the Rosh Mikra Din, or is it just Barav Chad Milsa, whatever, but then it's clearly, you're on very good good footing. Okay, so let's just chazer over. We discussed the different opinions of when to do a Hefsek Tara. We said the Mishnah says the one opinion is that you have to do it the seventh day in the morning. The other opinion says no, even seventh day, but it has to be late in the day. Chacham said even on the second day. And then the Gemara says that they discussed Rebbe, you know, was going to ask what about the first day. He didn't ask. And he ta'isi shalosha alti. So the Rashba says, but you see, at the end, he felt he should ask because Taka Shaila, because Taka could be good even on the first day, and the Rambam says no, it's not good. And Mikra Din, we paskin that you can do a Hefsek Tara even on the first day, but then you have to make sure that it's not b'shachris, that the Hefsek Tara is late in the day, and then you have a moch dochuk. If not, but certainly after the first day, so then moch dochuk is only a chumra, which. You know, we try to do, but in certain situations it could be coolers because it's only a chumrah. And then we discussed what about the when you're doing it on the second day, third day, does it have to be late in the day? So the Rosh, the Ravid writes even b'shachris, and the Ramban seems to say also even b'shachris. The Rosh says you should always do it late in the day. So then the Beis Yosef has a suffix. Does the Rosh mean Meikar Adin, or is it just L'Ravka de Milsa? So in Shulchan Aruch, it says L'Chatila, you should do it late in the day. But the Evid, you can do it even early in the day. But Rav Avadi says, but the Ikar Adin is that you can even do it early in the day. So Nafkimin is, if there's a real Tzorech and you're not going to be able to do it late in the day, so Meikar Adin, you can do it early in the day. And again, the only time that you leave Kuva, you can't do it early in the day, is if you're going to do it at the Hefsek Tara on the first day. Then you have to do it late in the day, and then you have to make sure to do a Moch Dochuk. But usually that's not going to be the case, that we're going to try to do a Hefsek Tara on the first day, because it's usually never going to work. So, you know, unless it's a case where she saw it wasn't in her regular cycle and stuff like that, so then, you know, then it will be more... Chomer. And then we discussed the Truma Sedeshin, whether she should do the Hefsek Tara before Meiriv, before Kabbalah Shabbos, whatever. But the Evid, if she didn't, it's okay. Rav Moshe permits the 9 minutes afterwards. We did Sfek Sveka. Rav Avadia also, with a little different Sfek Sveka, permits 13 and a half. Rav Abadi says if she was clean the whole day, then. And she didn't. She had undergarments, and there was no blood, and she didn't wash herself, so it was not washed away. So then he feels that up to a half an hour in New York, one could be makel in the case where they didn't do a Hefsek Tara beforehand. First couple of minutes we have on the you'll.